You see, here he's doing something, repeating some points about this divine destiny or kaza. Because before this, he started that, you know what, you prefer, whenever you prefer something which may carry some responsibility and blame, suddenly this is not you, it's happening, it's destiny and things like that. Whenever you like to present yourself in a success, you will see your own power in it. Remember, he said all this. Here he will say, listen, this consequence that I'm talking about, it's no positive, no negative. Don't think as a negative thing about it. Because, yes, it has negative, but it has positive as well. It could kill you, it could give you eternal happy life. Both are in that. Means, let go of judging that invisible force. He started with, do not bring that subject of unforeseeable things in the argument that I will tell you that look at it this way, do it like that, try your best effort like that. Now he will say, don't look at it even negative. That divine destiny, we call it divine destiny to wash away all the, let's say, faint color of negativity and thing like that. Before this, he said something, maybe I didn't stop enough over there. He said, you know what, there are people that they don't believe this consequence. Huh? This is the consequence that is doing it to them. Means the consequence of being animalistic is they don't believe in that. Here he will say, look at the both side of it. Because at the end, whatever we talk, if logically you are a very intelligent person, you shouldn't like whatever we say. This is how we are. We are nasty people. We tell you, you have to yearn and be volunteer to go through a hardship to arrive to a state of not having and not being. Remember? We say, whatever good happens to you, it's a gift. Whatever bad happens to you is your fault. Do you like this? Of course not. Here he said, put aside the power and go to the stage of being humble. Zari, how do you translate it? Zari. Supplication. I don't know what it is. But he says, whatever we say is like that. Because we are in the stage of cleaning up something first. We are opening space here. We are not doing anything. Rumi hasn't told us one single thing to do. The only thing he said was to get rid of all this prejudicism, all you have, listen to a new argument. That's all. Right? So, the main thing you don't like is the picture of almighty power. No matter how they paint that picture, you see an old angry man ready to punish. The first thing you feel is fear. Because when logically you know it's okay, then you lose the fear, right? So this fear, which you don't like, is very good for you. But you don't know it. Listen.
Know that this is from loving kindness, that he terrifies thee in order that he may establish thee in the kingdom of security.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing that this message, whatever it is always warning, right? What is the content of the message altogether? The alien is asking. The alien is here and say, here I see something, you say religion, blah, 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 I don't understand it. What is the content of this message that all these messengers had brought all together? What is it? Don't do. This is it, right? That's why the picture of God in all these religions is growing like that. You see, this is because of his loving attitude. Because he knows that you are in a dangerous position and there is a safe position. You know safe position in Arabic word? It means when you are comfortable and your heart is in rest, you feel safe. This is faith. Faith and belief is not faith to us. It's feeling safe. Iman. You see, from that fearful situation, they bring you to in a safe state of mind. How? It's very simple. You remember that fearful situation of the animal? Fear for being eaten, not finding the food, and not having the opportunity to reproduce. Fear of that. We started with that, right? The only thing they will do to you here is they take you from a state of fear of that, which is animal thinking, to safety of belief that I'm a part of this. That connection, that unity, thing like that. You see, that's why the fear is over there. To take you out of that fearful situation that an animal is always in. An animal should always worry about death. But look at us. You see, the best guy we present to you is Mansur Hallaj. An old man who has no fear of death. He doesn't take back one word. Why? Because he's not dead yet. Yes?
This subject hath no end.
Means? We'll come back to this later. Do not think that I gave you all the argument. This is a subject. This is a very difficult subject. He knows it. He's a good teacher. He knows that, okay, I talked about the topic. This topic is not finished yet. We'll come back to it. Let's go back to the rabbit and the lion. Yes.
This lion. Often to the story of the hare and the lion. How the hare drew back from the lion when he approached the well. When the lion came near the well, he saw that the hare lagged on the way and stepped back. He said, "Why have you stepped back? Do not step back. Come on." The hare said, "Where is my foot? For hand and foot are gone. My soul trembles and my heart has fled. Seest thou not the color of my face as gold? My colour indeed is giving knowledge of my inward state. Since God has called the sign informative, the eye of the Gnostic has remained turned towards the sign."
What was the subject to bring God here in? You want to change the subject again. Let that little rabbit and the lion wait. Let's talk about something else. Because in Quran, God will say, your face is a good representative of you. The word is mu'arif. And you know what ma'rifat is?
Knowledge.
Irfan. Yes, knowledge. So your face will reflect the knowledge in you, in a way. But normally looking at it means that your face will give you up or will show what's in you. That God called it like that. That's why Arif, or there is Mu'arif, Arif now. Chishma Arif Suya Sima Mandas. That's why Arif is looking at the faces. Why?